Wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer.
Yeah, and please, would you practice social distancing already?
I know. This coronavirus is making all of us crazy.
Crazy, yes.
And this is Chick to Chick. All right, this whole thing with the coronavirus is making us insane. Everywhere you go, you can't find hand sanitizer anywhere.
Toilet paper
is wiped out.
Literally.
No pun intended, but you can't find toilet paper anywhere. Hand soap. People are going crazy over all of this. Yeah. It's insane.
I think people are just really scared. There's a lot of fear. And I understand. I understand why. And one of the things that people don't really realize is the fact that, you know, being healthy going into something like this plays a really important role. I learned that when Sam was really sick about getting your health and your immune system boosted. But right now, I get it. People are really, really scared and worried.
My friend took a picture at the empty shelf at the grocery store. And there was no soap, no hand sanitizer. And she said, like, I got a question here. Didn't anybody wash their hands before all of this? Mm-mm. And that was really an interesting point. So why now are we in this frenzy to wash our hands? Why aren't we practicing these conditions or practicing these things beforehand so that we are healthy?
Right.
So when something like this comes up, either the coronavirus, the flu, or anything else, you should be healthy heading into this. And what do you need to do to really boost your immune system? So when things like this happen, you don't really have to worry.
Right. And so to understand better, we needed to enlist a professional who can give us some guidelines as to what we can still do now, but really what we need to look to do in the future, just so we're overall healthy human beings. So we have from Turnpaw Health and Wellness, wonderful doctor named Dr. Ross
Matagiani,
which so must be said in Italian.
You just can't say that name normally. No. You got to give it that Italian in the
Yeah, well,
the,
she
the
does.
Matagiani.
Then there's me. I just cut it at Dr. Ross. So we want to welcome you, Dr. Ross.
Hi, doctor.
Because we really want you to get into what is happening right now, what we can do to prevent the further sickness of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, I feel really lucky to be asked to come on here, and that's probably going to go down in history as one of the best entrants for me there. So.
You're welcome.
I'm definitely going to remember that one. But yeah, I'm really happy to be here and to be able to, you know, give some comfort to a lot of people who are literally in a pandemic right now. So we want to instill some safe practices moving forward, kind of in the aspect that the best plan or prevention is just preventative care, doing things ahead of time so that we don't have to be so reactive at this moment here.
So I want to point something out. I mean, we do have many, many cases, more than 100,000 cases, but we really need to stress. I know we talk so much about the death rate linked to coronavirus. More people are recovering from this.
Oh, sure.
And we tend to emphasize on the negative. Let's be positive about this, that most people are recovering from this. They're not dying from this. Having said that, what are some things that people can do on a day-to-day basis to boost their immune system, to stay healthy, to be healthy, so that when these things come along, you don't really need to worry or panic?
The important aspect here is we need to start with a foundational piece. And I tell all of my patients, foundation needs to become from our nutrition. We use our nutrition as our medicine. So that's going to be a high anti-inflammatory diet with a lot of dense nutrients and minerals, which are going to be coming from a good plant-based nutrition. So a lot of what I want to see on your plate, the color of the rainbows in the fact of veggies. So that's not Skittles on the color of the rainbow. That's your veggies there with your peppers, with your onions, asparagus, broccoli, making sure we're getting a lot of good cruciferous vegetables and good forms of vegetables that are high in zinc, which is a great antiviral, which we can talk about. And then making sure that we're avoiding sugar, we're avoiding alcohol. It's been known that sugar and alcohol will dampen and delay the immune response. So now we're not having it as a responsive immune system. So just to reiterate, nutrition needs to be the foundation for prevention.
Well, I'm cracking up because how many people say they're going to the liquor store and they're stocking up on wine? We're out of toilet paper, but my wine is fully stocked.
Yeah, I'm good.
So somebody's going to be upset about that one, but it is a very good point. So the other thing would be, you know, a lot of people will take a multivitamin or some other things. Personally, we've been taking elderberry this entire season, you know, as a family. Are there other things that people can do and can take, can find maybe, you know, over the counter that will help them as well?
Some other things, zinc is super crucial for the immune system. We have L-lysine, which is incredibly helpful for the immune system that you can pick up. L-lysine is an antiviral, has an antiviral effect because it blocks the activation of arginine, which has been kind of connected with helping promote viral replication. So basically, L-lysine prevents, can help reduce the virus from replicating. Another aspect here that we talked about, vitamin D is really crucial. Vitamin D is used in every cell of the body, incredibly important for the immune system. So those would be, if we're, you know, trying to keep it as simple and concise as possible, good elderberry, making sure we're doing some L-lysine, making sure we are doing some zinc, some vitamin D, and some vitamin C is really, really helpful. There's been a lot of research with oral vitamin C, anywhere from, you know, 3 to 4 grams broken up by a gram throughout the day to equal a total of 3 to 4 grams per day, or even IV vitamin C, you know, anywhere from 12.5 to 50 grams has shown ethical in reducing viral replication.
Okay, very quickly, doctor. You know, you see a lot of people walking around with face masks on and going crazy with the hand sanitizer. Is a face mask going to prevent, is it going to stop you from getting coronavirus?
So that has been a really good question. So the face mask that has been of choice is the N95. Now, the N95 has been shown to be pretty efficacious in the prevention, but there's no cure all. There's no, you know, so that will be a little bit better because it's a little bit tighter fitting. It's a little more form fitting if anyone's ever used it before. But using like your surgery mask that a lot of people are seeing on their picture in pictures, honestly, the research has shown that it can possibly increase the risk because now you're adjusting the mask. You're, you know, getting your hands closer to your face. Or you're if you're wearing glasses, your glasses fog up from the mask. Now you're adjusting your glasses. Now we're getting your hands, which are obviously everyone's been knows that's been the biggest transmission, close to mucal linings here that can transmit the virus. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. Basically, if you're in an area where you're not, you know, the risk is low, I would say no needed, not needed. But if you're traveling and you have an N95 on hand, better safe than sorry.
Good advice. Dr. Ross,
Machigiani.
We really appreciate all of this great advice. I thank you for backing me up on my elderberry crusade.
Oh, geez.
I know.
I'm gonna hear about this
forever,
until the end of time.
In the next car ride to Penn State for an hour and a half.
Yeah, oh,
but thank you so much. We really appreciate all this incredible, valuable information.
Thank you, doctor. It was great. It really was good. So just remember the elderberry, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C. All of these things are important to build your immune system so you're healthy before. And what I really like too, what he said, food is medicine.
Always.
Food is medicine.
Really quickly, I just think when you're going to the grocery store and they talk about stocking up with all the canned food and all of that, just remember that's a lot of sodium. There's a lot of preservatives. That's not the best thing.
Yeah.
So if you can still support your local farming and still shop the outside of the aisles where you're in the fruits and vegetables, still keep doing that, guys. We need it locally and we absolutely need it for our bodies.
That's the clean food.
Yeah.
When they talk about
Snag it. Eating the perimeter
of the store.
Yeah.
So this was really, really good information.
Good.
Yeah. I love this. I learn something all the time.
I love that.
We certainly hope you learned something as well. Wash your hands and keep calm. We're all going to be okay.
It's going to be all good. Until the next time when you listen to our podcast and have us chirp again, we'll love to have you back. And don't forget, you can follow us all over social media. And please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yep, we'll be back next week to chirp about another topic.